gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here today for another edition of Auto World. I'm broadcasting from a new studio locale outside of Boston here, and we're having some trouble with some new equipment that I purchased here, so we're going to do the show via traditional methods, let's put it that way. We're not going to be in digital format today, but we're going to have lots of fun. Let me tell you a little bit about who we're going to be having on in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be talking to a gentleman from Edmunds.com. He is the senior editor and alternative vehicle expert, and we're going to be talking about a number of things, including looking ahead at alternative vehicles coming up for model years 2013 through 2015. We'll also take a look at a piece that was done at Edmunds.com about what it's like to live 1 year in an electric car, not exactly live in it, but at least drive it for 1 year. And also an interesting article from Edmunds.com also about recalled but unrepaired cars being a safety risk to consumers. Also coming up in hour number two of the broadcast on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, John Nickus will be with us from the driveforcancer.org. This gentleman has been driving around in a classic Austin Healey and raising awareness for cancer and visiting some folks who have been through some battles, and he's got a lot of very interesting stories to tell us. In hour number three of the show, again, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by Ken Lingenfelter. He is the president of Lingenfelter Performance Engineering. These folks have been around for decades and recently had a cool event which concluded just hours ago, and we're going to talk to him all about that event. And one of our regulars, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues, Mark Evans, will be joining us on the broadcast as well. Telephone-wise, you can call us toll-free at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email is a viable alternative as well, bob@boblongradio.com. But right now, let's shine the spotlight on Edmunds.com and bring forth senior editor and alternative vehicle expert, John Odell. John, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bob, and thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Let's talk a little bit about your background, John. How long have you been an automotive journalist, and what got you so interested and focused on the alternative vehicle stories?
Well, I've been a journalist all of my career, more than almost 40 years now. I started covering the auto industry as part of a larger beat when I was at the Los Angeles Times several decades ago, and worked that into becoming the automotive industry reporter for the business section of the LA Times, a position I held for the last 10 years I was there. Edmunds gave me the opportunity in 2007 to start a green car site and to concentrate on, if you will, green or alternative vehicle and fuel coverage. And my interest is simply that when you look at what government's doing, when you look at not only in this country but in other countries, and when you look at society's reaction to fuel prices, the availability of oil and other things, it struck me pretty early on that these are the things that are really going to be driving the automobile industry over the next couple of decades. How to cope with the societal and governmental pressure to keep building cars that everybody wants, that look good, that run well, and that no longer use as much oil, that don't pollute as much, that get ever increasing fuel economy. It's a huge challenge, and it really is the thing that the industry is focused on. We still have lots and lots of, if you will, traditional vehicles, and we will continue to have lots of traditional vehicles, but more and more so we're going to see these so-called alternative or alternate vehicles and fuels hitting the marketplace as they try to come to grips with how to solve everybody's demands.
Certainly makes sense, John. So we can expect not only new hybrids, but electric vehicles and partial hybrid electric vehicles as well as diesels. And we'll get into that with more detail with you. But let's talk a little bit about the newly passed federal rules regarding CAFE, the corporate average fuel economy.
Certainly.
They already have a significant hurdle to go over, the automakers upcoming in the next couple of years, but then come 2025, the pressure is really on and I think is really going to transform the automotive landscape.
Very much so. Although the transformation is going to be incremental, not I've lost my word there. It's going to be incremental. You're not going to see massive changes. We're not going to have George Jetson floating cars in 2025. We're going to have most of the cars that'll be sold new in 2025 will still have internal combustion engines. They will still run on gasoline. There may be more biogasolines, you know, biologically engineered as opposed to produced from petroleum. But, there's still going to be internal combustion engines out there, a lot of them. When I started doing this, automotive engineers talked, in awestruck tones about getting another 10 or 15% out of cars or out of, gas engines. Now they talk about getting 40 and 50 and 60 and 70% improvements. The industry's come a long way. It isn't cheap and it won't be cheap for consumers. These technologies, cost money, but it's happening. And to augment and to give the extra boost that you need to get beyond what the internal combustion engine can deliver as you move towards these new mandated fuel economy standards. And more importantly, the mandated greenhouse gas emissions and standard emissions regulations is that you're going to see, as you commented, more conventional hybrids, more plug-in hybrids, more all-electric vehicles. Granted, they're a niche vehicle, but there's going to be more of them. You're going to see more diesels, I think. We may start seeing some diesel electric hybrids, and we're going to see ultimately some hydrogen fuel cell vehicles on the road.
Wow, it's going to be a very interesting period to watch and to cover. I know in this article here, you've done a great job in taking a look at what we're going to see in the not too distant future through the 2015 model year. And the number of vehicles on this list is growing by leaps and bounds here. At least 43 conventional new hybrids, plug-in hybrids, battery electric vehicles, diesels, and fuel cell electric vehicles planned for introduction in the U.S. from now through 2015.
Uh-huh.
So that's a lot of product, and I can tell you, just as an automotive journalist who gets a press vehicle every week, the last 3 weeks in a row I've had hybrid vehicles, which
right.
is something that has never happened before.
Exactly. No, it's it's coming. Toyota, they really opened up the floodgates years ago when it said that it intended to be able to offer, if it saw the market, a hybrid version of every vehicle in its lineup. And it's moving that way. That doesn't mean that there will be, hybrid, FJ cruisers and Land Cruisers, but in fact, they want to be able to do that. Ford has got a pretty broad, offering coming. I think 5 electric world. I kind of lump all these vehicles into a broad category called electric drive. They all use some sort of electric motor, sometimes all by themselves and sometimes in conjunction with others, with gas engines. And then you break it down into whatnot, the hybrid, plug-in hybrid, all electric, etc. But overall, Ford's doing 5 new ones. GM's got a
wow.
bunch of.
Hold that thought. We'll come back with lots more as we look to the future. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
John Odell, senior editor with Edmunds.com, is with us. He's going to be with us for the entire hour, and we're talking about what's coming. Alternate vehicles for 2013-2015, and Jonathan, a wonderful job of putting this article together that you can check out at Edmunds.com. So looking at model year 2012, just to run down some of the ones that we're going to be seeing, Toyota's got a electric variant of their RAV4. Tell us a little bit more about that vehicle, John.
Well, it's only going to be sold in California at the start. That's the problem with some of these vehicles. They're very limited in distribution. It's going to be an expensive RAV4. It starts at a little over $50,000. It's a kicky car to drive. It's the current RAV4 platform. They're coming out with a brand new one later this year, and because of the need to retrofit the electric system, they're using the current chassis for this model, this electric model, which is why it's called the 2012 rather than a 2013. In any event, it uses a Tesla Tesla developed propulsion system. Tesla, as you know, is the electric roadster and high end electric sports car manufacturer, and so it's a quite peppy vehicle. It really surprises when you drive it. It has quite a bit of range, almost about 94 miles, and a lot of power. It's a fun, and it's done very nicely. There's almost, I don't believe there's any diminution of cargo space. Certainly there's no impact on the seating arrangements in the vehicle. It's got all the cargo and leg and arm room you need, and it sticks to the road wonderfully, because as is normal with electric cars, most of the weight is in the battery pack, which is slung underneath the floor. So instead of having that higher center of gravity that a lot of SUVs have, this thing handles more like a nice, low, a sporty coupe.
Oh, that's great. For 2013, just around the bend, Audi's going to have a Q5 hybrid. Interesting combination of technology here, an inline two-cylinder turbocharged four-cylinder engine, 8-speed automatic, and a 44-horsepower electric motor powering the front wheels of the vehicle. Interesting mix of technology there.
Yeah, well, that's the conventional hybrid, if you will, full hybrid, in that it uses a smallish electric motor. 44 horsepower doesn't sound like a lot, but you have to remember that electric motors deliver a lot of torque. You know, you can multiply that horsepower by I forget what the exact number is, but it's close to two. And you add that to what the engine is producing, the gas engine, and you get it's like an electric supercharger almost. And what you have here is they use the 8-speed automatic, and you're going to see more and more in all kinds of vehicles. You're going to see more and more 8, 9, 10, even more than that as we move down the track, speed manuals and manual automatics, because the more gear ranges you have in a transmission, the more often the engine is operating in the most efficient bracket. If you have a 3-speed, you only have peaks in each of those 3 speeds, and then the rest of it is you've got a lot of waste energy being dissipated. If you take that 3-speed and make it into an 8-speed, now you've got 8 very discrete peaks that the engine can run in, and it runs more economically, which is good for the engine and good for fuel economy. So all of these advanced tech vehicles are going to be featuring multiple speed automatics, or as you go into electrics, they have no speeds. Because an electric motor, a pure electric motor, doesn't need to have multiple speeds. Yeah, they may be electronically set up to have a low and a high or something of that nature, but you really have a direct drive from the motor to the wheels. In any event, this is going to be, because it's a big vehicle, the Q5, they needed a lot of power, so they've got the turbocharged 2-liter four-banger with the electric motor, and they expect that thing to deliver about 30 miles per gallon, which it's nothing to sneeze home or sneeze at in a vehicle that size.
Absolutely true. BMW has been kind of fooling around with a lot of innovative technologies, electric-wise, hydrogen-wise, and otherwise. And in recent times, the BMW Group has put out electric variants of their 1 Series just to select customers, and also the Mini Cooper brand also had one, but we're actually going to see in mid-2013 an official BMW i3. Understand this is going to be a 4-passenger subcompact, and it's going to use a lot of advanced building materials, and sounds like a pretty advanced vehicle from what I read at Edmunds.com.
Yeah, it is indeed a very advanced vehicle. It's going to be an amalgam of carbon fiber and aluminum. There's not much, if any, steel in this vehicle. BMW invested, I can't remember the exact numbers again, but it was hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in a carbon fiber manufacturing operation. In fact, part of it is located up in Washington State in the United States. And they are working very, very diligently and have developed a way of using carbon fiber reinforced plastics to build effectively a passenger safety cage. In a race car, that might all be made out of molybdenum and titanium and everything else, but in this one, it's all carbon fiber, and that sits on top of, and it will have then carbon fiber and aluminum body panels, and that all sits on top of an all aluminum chassis. It has a big lithium ion battery pack, big for that size of a car. It's 22 kilowatt hours. It's a little smaller than in a Leaf, but because the car is so light, it will deliver more than 90 miles of range. And a pretty quick acceleration. It's got 170 horsepower electric motor, and it should get you 0 to 60 in about 8 seconds. I have seen the car. I have seen the prototype of the car. I have not driven it, and it looks unique. It's a different looking BMW. You know, they created a not a brand, but a separate. I'm not sure how you'd call it. It's a sub-brand, I guess, called the BMW i, and this i is going to go in front of the i3, and then in a couple years they're going to have an i8, which is a very sporty 8 series vehicle, which is a larger vehicle. That will be use a plug-in hybrid variant of the all-electric drive, in meaning it will also use a gasoline engine, but it will still have a big battery and a lot of all-electric range before the electric or before the gas motor cuts in. So yeah, they're doing some interesting things, and they're very much committed to a future that is not dependent on the car as we know it today.
Let's talk diesel technology. Certainly in the European marketplace, diesel rules, and any of us who have had the opportunity of driving one of the modern day diesels, whether it's from Volkswagen or BMW or other manufacturers, Mercedes-Benz, I mean, these new diesels are a country mile from the diesels that we saw here by some U.S. manufacturers back in the 70s and early 80s. When we come back, we'll talk diesel. We'll talk more advanced technologies. So don't go away. And if you got a question for us, we'll get a number for you. It's 855-660-4261.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
We have a very special guest in this hour of the broadcast. His name is John Odell. He is with Edmunds.com, where he is senior editor and alternate vehicle expert. And we've been focusing on here the alternative vehicles we're going to be seeing from 2013 to 2015 as the automakers ramp up to meet some very difficult challenges put forth by the government. And, John, before the break there, I wanted to get your take on diesels. I'm certainly a big fan of them myself. It just seems like the American marketplace still hasn't quite embraced the new diesel technology. Hopefully the Chevrolet Cruze will help turn that tide.
It's a sort of a make it or break it kind of a vehicle, I think, because it'll be the first, if you will, mainstream American model in a long time that comes out as a diesel. We have some, VW sells lots of diesels. In fact, diesels comprise, I think it's greater than half of all the Jetta and I think they're still starting to do the Passat now. I'm sorry. I'm not as up to date on everything as I need to be or I should be. But in any event, VW sells a lot of diesels. Audi's got some good diesels. And there are very nice, a few nice diesel, BMW and Mercedes-Benz vehicles being sold in the U.S. But they tend to, appeal to a higher-end purchaser. Chevy's going to, go down to the level of the Cruze, put a diesel in it, try to deliver 45 to 50 miles per gallon, and show people that, yes, not only can an American car company make a decent diesel, but that diesels can work in the American automotive environment. We've had a lot of problems in the past. One of the big ones was our diesel fuel was, comparatively speaking, our diesel fuel was filthy. It had 500 and 600 times more sulfur in it than the diesel they use in Europe, and it made it virtually impossible to, especially for states like California that have very high emission standards, it made it very, very difficult for manufacturers to meet those standards. Since the last year, year and a half ago, we've got new diesel fuel standards in this country. We're down to 15 parts per million sulfur from about 550 parts per million, and that has made a huge difference in the ability of the industry to turn out a diesel that can pass all of the smog and toxic emissions restrictions that exist across the country, and that's why we're now starting to see some of these. But there's still, as you mentioned, there's a mindset. It goes back to the old Oldsmobile diesels in the 80s that says, "Geez, the diesels just don't work in this country, or they're messy and noisy and dirty." I don't know how many people will find this appetizing, but I had a European spec Passat early this year in my driveway, mm-hmm. and I just to test it, I turned it on, let it idle for a while, and this was a Passat diesel, I'm sorry, and I stuck my nose in, literally put my nose in the tailpipe, and it didn't smell like anything.
Sure.
No more diesel smell. I mean, it's amazing what they have done. Diesels are still, they're clattery engines compared to gas engines. That's just the nature of the diesel, combustion process. But with good underhood sound deadening and whatnot, you really can't tell you're driving a diesel anymore. And as you have, I've spent time in European spec vehicles and, that are diesel. And except for the very, very top end, maybe you can only get 140 miles an hour out of a diesel Passat versus 160 with a gas version. But from 0 to 80, which is the speed range most Americans drive in, they are wonderful. And from 0 to 30, the acceleration speeds, to get up onto the freeway and then merge with the rest of the traffic, they're phenomenal.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's go to Iowa. And Matt, one more time, who's our caller in Iowa? Mike, welcome. Listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I enjoy your show. And one car that I really want badly is the Volkswagen L1. It may need to be differently classified, but it's a neat little vehicle for a personal vehicle. It gets 200 plus miles per gallon. It's 8.5 horsepower. I'd like to see him figure out a way to get it into this country, even as a somewhere between a motorcycle and a car or something, but they won't let you have it here.
Interesting, John. Are you familiar with that particular vehicle?
I'm familiar with the vehicle. I've watched them develop it. It's a test vehicle to show off lots of technologies, lightweighting, downsizing. It looks at the whole idea that, particularly for people who live in cities, a big vehicle isn't necessarily the end all and be all. And personal mobility can downsize, you can lightweight, you don't need much. You don't need much horsepower to make a car go 60 miles an hour. You need torque to get it up to 60 miles an hour. But, 8.5 horsepower is fine for a lot of uses. And
as
the caller said, this thing delivers in excess of 200 miles per gallon, which is which is great when gasoline's $4 a gallon regular. The problems really in this country are highway safety, their crash worthiness issues. By the time you spec the car up to meet all of the demands you would have to meet to make it a quote-unquote automobile in the U.S., it would no longer do what Volkswagen can do with it.
Great call. Thanks for joining us. Don't be a stranger. Call us again.
Thank
as
you.
We look ahead to some other upcoming vehicles here, we've got for 2014, the list is just looking at 2013. It's just amazing the number of vehicles on this list here. Fiat is going to have an electric version of their 500. The C-Max from Ford for 2013, an electric full plug-in hybrid, as well as a conventional hybrid, the C-Max hybrid. The Ford Fusion, which should be a big seller based on looks alone, they're going to have a conventional and plug-in hybrid version in the same model year. So, again, the automakers are very, very busy getting these vehicles ready for us.
Mm-hmm. They definitely are. You know, they've seen the handwriting on the wall. Most of them signed off on the new 25 fuel economy goals. They didn't do it cheering and waving flags, but they did it and said, yes, we can make that work if we if that's what society wants and government policy wants. These are the things that they've got to do and know they have to do in order to get there. You know, as I said earlier, some of these vehicles will not be sold in every state. Frankly, it doesn't make a lot of sense to sell a 60-mile range electric town car in Montana.
Yeah,
not in most of Montana, and it doesn't necessarily make sense to try to sell Ford Excursion size diesels in downtown Manhattan, and these are the kinds of marketing and other challenges that are going to have to be addressed as we move into this brave new world of alternatives to the conventional vehicle, but move we are.
Yeah. John, I've always been a lover of supercars, and it's interesting to see how the manufacturers are addressing that. Mercedes in 2014 will have a SLS AMG E-Cell limited production all-electric supercar. And then, of course, we're going to see the return of the Acura NSX, combining most likely a conventional mid-engine V6 coupled with some sort of electric power. And Jaguar has their beautiful CX-75, but all these are going to be mighty pricey, to say the least. When we come back on the other side, more about hybrids and electrics. This is Motor. This is Auto World. Uncle Way.
Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We are chatting with John O'Dell, senior editor and alternative vehicle expert, and we've been talking a whole lot about alternative vehicles 2013-2015, and you can check that out at edmunds.com. But one story I definitely want to talk to you about, John, because it's close to your heart. It's 1 year in an electric car. I understand yourself and another edmunds.com editor leased a Nissan Leaf. Tell us about the particular Leaf that you chose.
Well, yes, we each leased a Leaf. We're not sharing one, but I have a 2011. I was one of the earlier adapters. I got mine in May of 2011. It's a red one. It has it's the SL level, which was the upper level. That basically means it has a backup camera and it has a very small, little tiny solar panel on the rear wing that trickle charges the 12-volt battery. It doesn't do much else. I got the $700 option quick charge port along with the regular 240-volt charging port on the vehicle. I have never used that $700 option yet, but I intend to. I intend before the lease is up to make a north to south Mexico to Canada trip in the car.
Oh, great!
We're gonna see just how difficult it is to move around in a long distance in an EV. We don't expect it to be a fun trip, at least for the first 1,000 or so miles. But it should be enlightening as to what you can and can't do. But we each have a Leaf. Both of them are now over a year old. Mine is a little less mileage on it than my colleagues, because he uses his for his daily commute, which is about, I think he runs about 30, 34 miles one way, so he's just under or right at 60, 62 miles for a round trip. The Leaf is rated at 73, so he does a little bit of trickle charging. We have chargers in our garage at Edmunds, both one that's owned by Edmunds, and then there are some commercial chargers that the complex owner has put in. So he usually tops up a little bit, although he can make the round trip, he says. I live 54 miles one way from work, so I do not use the Leaf for that trip because it won't make it, and I never expected it to. My wife's the principal driver during the week. She uses it for all of her weekday driving, and we use it for most of our weekend driving. We've found that, if we know we're going to go someplace that's more than a 70-mile round trip from the house, we just don't take the leap. We have another car, and so we're comfortable that way. We're able to get into a gasoline car and make a cross-country trip if we want to. But for most of our driving, I spend more hours but not more miles in the Leaf, or as a family, we spend more hours in the Leaf than we do in any of our other vehicles, but not necessarily more miles, because it's a short-haul vehicle. It's a 73-mile range vehicle, and we bought it understanding that. We didn't expect it to, solve all the problems, but I pay virtually nothing for fuel. There's no maintenance because there's nothing to maintain on an electric car except tire rotations and your 12-volt battery, your windshield wipers, and washer fluid. And once a year, you're required to go in and have a battery check run, an electronic check of all the battery cells. So there's no maintenance, and my costs are virtually nil for operating. We did some work on that for this story. I happen to have a solar system on the roof of my house, and I don't make all of my electricity, but I make a lot of it. So, as I say, in real-world terms, I pay next to nothing for fuel for the electric car. If I were paying full freight, it would cost me, presuming I did all my charging between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. when we're usually at home and in bed, even for Saturday nights when we're out, we get home at 1 or 2 in the morning. That leaves plenty of time to charge up the car again before 6 a.m. I would pay the equivalent of $2.69 per 100 miles of travel.
Mm-hmm. And just to show your dedication to alternative vehicles, your daily driver to work, I understand, is a converted Honda. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, Honda makes this car. So it's a factory conversion. It's a Honda Civic that runs on natural gas. And I have to admit, it's not necessarily showing my dedication to alternative fuel vehicles. It's my dedication to being able to use California's high occupancy lane lanes as a solo driver. When you have that 54-mile commute from where I live to where my office is, it can be 2.5 hours. One way.
I can understand completely.
And it's 60 to 70 minutes in the HOV lane, and the Honda Civic natural gas allows you in California to get that coveted single driver or single occupant sticker. However, having said that, it cost me $1.30 a gallon to pump natural gas through a home device I have, and I have a couple of stations that are commercial stations near me where it typically runs right now with gasoline in California at $4.14 a gallon. I can buy natural gas at the pumps for as low as $1.99 a gallon, or 50% of the price of gasoline. And I get the same mileage. I get 30 miles to the gallon with this thing on the freeway. It'll run at 85 miles an hour all day long without complaining, and it has. It's sluggish, from 0 to 30. It's because the engine is optimized to run as a CNG engine, but it's not optimized to take full effect of natural gas's power. That's 130 octane fuel. If I turbocharged the thing, it would be a real rocket. But I don't want to spend that kind of money. Don't need to. It's a commuter car, and it's a great commuter car. Unfortunately, natural gas is not widely available around the country, or even in the state of California. I could drive from here to San Francisco, but not much further north, and not much further east than mid-state. Except down here, I can get to Las Vegas if I wanted to, then there are states that have no or one or two natural gas pumps that are available. So it's not a car for everybody. It's not a car that you would use to replace your only gasoline car because you can't go everywhere in it. Mm-hmm. But it worked for us just because it was a good deal. I bought it used. It was a good deal, and it saved me. It saved my sanity when I was driving into the office every day of the week.
I can understand. spending a lot of time in California, I know exactly what you're talking about, John.
The other really nice thing about natural gas, and there is a, as I'm sure your listeners know, and I'm sure you know, there's a a huge push to create more natural gas availability, because it is a fuel that we seem to have a lot of in this country. I won't get into the debate over fracking, but presuming that the recovery methods do prove to be environmentally safe and sane, we have the potential of having an awful lot of natural gas for a long, long time. Natural gas vehicles are much cleaner than gasoline vehicles. They're about 30% less greenhouse gas emitting, and about 90% cleaner on all of the other the nasty stuff that comes out of a tailpipe when you burn gasoline. So, for instance, the first tune-up on my Honda Civic is 100,000 miles.
Oh, that's amazing.
It doesn't need anything, because it's a very, very clean burning engine. And so we may see more natural gas vehicles coming along. Right now, there's not much in the pipeline that I know of, maybe one or two trucks and vans, but not a whole lot else.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Getting back to the Nissan Leaf, how would you compare driving an all-electric car to driving a traditional internal combustion engine gas car? Is there a big difference?
There are differences, and it depends on what you want to do. As an everyday driver, I would much prefer to drive an electric car. They're peppy. They deliver everything a gas car will deliver and more. One thing, it's incredibly quiet. If you like your music, you go nuts in an electric car, because there's no engine noise, no rumble, not much. If it's a well done car, you don't even hear tire noise anymore. Or very little, maybe it's 70 miles an hour. And so your music sounds great when you're in the car listening. You can have conversations with people without, stress and strain. As I said, there's no maintenance problems. The only thing you have to be aware of is the rain. And they're
That's
very, very good. Powerful. So
John, we're going to hold you over for a few more minutes into the next hour. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.